Girls, get home with Mills.
Radio 1.
That was Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes, and it was Don't You. Before that, we kicked off the whole show with the Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger. So morning, welcome along to the show. It is the most glorious day. I mean, blue skies, brilliant sunshine. It's all crystal clear all around me, and I'm going through some kind of a childhood fantasy here. You know those kind of scenarios where you're in a fun fair, in a park, pleasure park, and there is no one else there. It's just you and you alone, and you can just play on whatever you want to. It's kind of like that, except we've got the whole Radio 1 team, of course, the security guards, all the people from the Pleasure Beach who are looking after us today. And it's just amazing, just watching all the rides going around on their own, but with nobody in them. I can see the big one at the moment. They're just kind of letting some of the cars go around. Like I say, absolutely empty. It's kind of a little bit like a horror film as well, any kind of those scary films that you've seen. We are in Blackpool ahead of tonight's exclusive Killers gig for Radio 1. The aim of the show today is basically to find out for ourselves a little bit more about the UK's number one tourist attraction, which is Blackpool. We're coming from the Pleasure Beach, but not only the Pleasure Beach, we're going to venture out around Blackpool and just get to know the place a little bit better ourselves, and also get to know the Killers a little bit better. They're not going to be talking all about the album. They're going to be doing that with Zayn. You'll hear that on Radio 1 Sunday night. They're going to just be shown a very good time in Blackpool. That's the aim of today's show. The band will be here a little bit later on, and we're just going to play loads of great music and get to know Blackpool a little bit better. Let's play the automatic now. This is Monster. That was the automatic, and it was Monster. They're obviously on to their next single now, which is called Recover. They're going to be doing loads of dates as well around the UK, kicking off in Exeter on the 3rd of October. It's Joe Wiley coming live today from Blackpool. We're at the Pleasure Beach at the moment, but who knows where we're going to take him today. Just going to be out and about around Blackpool this morning, and we're going to be joined by the Killers a little bit later on, just ahead of the gig they're doing tonight on Radio 1. Did you know, some facts for you, 6 million people visit Blackpool each and every year. 6 million people, many of them celebrating stag or hen weekends or nights, whatever. More about that later. The Illuminations in Blackpool, world famous, of course. They were opened originally in 1879, and still attracting many people to this day. There are 8 kilometres of lights. We did a little bit of that ourselves last night, cruising along. And everyone literally just crawling along at a snail's pace, looking at all different lights. Very, very beautiful. They were switched on the 1st of September this year by none other than Peter Kay. How perfect is that? Peter Kay turned on the lights in Blackpool this year. There were some beautiful trams. I mean, they're, you know, kind of the thing of myths these days, but the trams, absolutely beautiful. Many of them lit up. There's one in particular that caught our eye, and that was lit up to look like a boat that goes along. So we didn't actually go on a tram ourselves last night, but who knows tonight. We went for a wander along the promenade, the Golden Mile, and nipped into a couple of the shops. We didn't do the arcades last night, but I suspect that'll be after the show today. But we did buy a few bits to give to the Killers today. Bought some rock. We also bought some hats, because if you're going on a stag or a hen do, you have to wear, of course, the obligatory cowboy hat. Costs about £1.99 or something like that. And then they have jewels all on them. You can buy them in pink, bought a couple of those. Black, or you can get baby blue. We did stop ourselves from buying any of the other items in those shops. People have been to Blackpool, they've been in those shops, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Just think stags and hens, that's all I'm saying. We also passed the tower, the Blackpool Tower, last night. There's a ballroom inside the tower. There's also it's an organ, I believe, which maybe Brandon Flowers might like to have a look at later on. I'm sure he'll be interested in that, but we're going to go up the tower later on as well. So much going on in the show this morning. We're going to carry on with the music, though. After the automatic, we've gone to Bob Sinclair, Rock This Party. It's the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. Let's get it started. We've moved out of our little, it was actually like a little cabin, you know, when you go skiing or snowboarding or something like that, a little log cabin. That's where we were just doing the beginning of the show. Moved outside now, in the Pleasure Beach. The Viking and the shark are still to the left of me, to the right, rows and rows and rows and rows of piglets and Winnie the Poohs and humongous cuddly toys. Might try and get the Killers to win us one of those a little bit later on. We could give you away on the show next week. That's a good idea. We'll do that. There's also some strange Noah's Ark just in front of me to the right. The big one is right in front. There's also a ride which seems to be an operator inside at the moment. It's called the Ice Blast. Oh, God, you might be able to hear in the background the big one still, like a ghost train with nobody inside it. That's going around at the moment. The Ice Blast, and there's an operator, and he's kind of beckoning me over. And we were talking about going on the Ice Blast. It's one of those rides where you sit in the bottom and it just propels you at about 180 miles an hour up into the sky. We were talking about this and someone said that I might need gaffer tape to actually tape the microphone to my hands because it might fly out if I go on the ground. Hang on, there's a guy approaching me now with gaffer tape. I get a feeling I'm going to end up on the ice blast in a minute. It's actually not such a bad prospect going on the ice blast at the moment because we behaved ourselves very well last night, so there's no hangover or anything to impede any broadcasting this morning. We got here to Blackpool after doing the show and went out for the evening, and we ended up at about midnight last night at somewhere that you lot tipped us off about yesterday when we did the show, a place called Funny Girls, a massive, beautiful kind of Art Deco building where you go inside and there are loads of fabulous, utterly fabulous drag queens, scarlet sequins and lashings of lipstick all over the place, singing New York, New York. And we danced and we sang along as well. And inside, I mean, just an amazing mixture of people. You've got loads of mates, obviously, out for the night. A lot of hens, a lot of stags, all with their cowboy hats on, of course, doing the high kicks in New York, New York. But then also mums and dads and nans and granddads as well, all having the most wonderful times. That was Funny Girls. That's what we did last night. And the guy with the gaffer tapes approached me now, and I think I am going to have to go on this ride. Okay, so excuse me while we play another track. This is Little Chris. One. Okay, that was Little Chris. I don't know how I've got myself into this position. I'm sitting here with a microphone gaffer taped to my hand because I'm on the ride that is going to propel us up into the sky and at a very fast speed. Anybody that knows me, any of my mates or any of my family will know that this is completely hilarious because I'm the biggest scaredy cat in the world and I really, 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 really hate fairground rides. John, who's one of the operators. John, can you come over here a minute? I just wanted to have a chat with you. Hello, you work here at the Pleasure Beach?
I do.
Step closer to me, please, sir. Thank you very much. So, do you get many bands coming to the Pleasure Beach?
And one or two. We have one or two, Boyzone and what have you.
Right, so have Boyzone been on this ride?
They have.
If Boyzone can do this ride, then surely I must be able to do this ride. Tell us a little bit about this ride. Come in closer again to my microphone, please.
I'd like to know.
I want to know. Maybe it's best not to know anything at all. The speed that I might be propelled into the sky and how high I'm going.
It's fast.
How high?
210 feet.
Oh my god. And I mustn't swear because this is obviously broadcasting on national radio. Okay, John, thank you very much indeed. Boyzone could do this. Don't do it yet. Hang on. We are going to do the shuffle regardless. So if you fancy doing the shuffle, if I'm still alive the other side of the news, you can give us a ring. The number is 08700 100 100. That is 08700 100 100. Oh my god. I mustn't swear under any circumstances. 100, 100 if you want to go and take part on the shuffle. Oh, I'm going up in the air. This is all right. This is going really slowly. Sam's with me as well. You all right, Sam?
Yes.
You're feeling scared? We're not actually going anywhere. We're just suspended in the air at the moment. This is all right. I'm shaking. Oh, God. Nothing's happening, Sam. Nearly on the ground. Oh. Let us down, no! Please. I think I might be sick. Never again. Oh my gosh, that was absolutely terrifying. We're back on the ground now and my legs are shaking and I really do feel like I might be sick. Oh, we're going to go to a record now. It's Armin van Helden, my.
Radio 1 presents The Killers Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are The Killers.
From the band that brought you the awesome debut Hot Fuss, Radio 1 presents The Killers Live. Tonight, The Killers play the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool with their first UK gig in a year.
Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend.
So Sunday night from 7, join me, Zane Lowe, to hear the entire gig. Plus, an exclusive interview with singer Brandon Flowers.
Hello there, this is Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Breaking my back just to know your name.
For details, go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 presents The Killers. Live.
That was the Chemical Brothers, and it was Galvanised. If you heard a strange noise in the background, it was one of the guys who works here on the at the Pleasure Beach, and he was just having a go on the shooting range here. So just, you know, there'll be random noises going on throughout the show today. I'm sure that's fine with you. It's fine but with us. We're at the Pleasure Beach. The Killers are going to be coming along around about 11:30, I think. I'm kind of hoping the guys from the record company have cleared it with The Killers, that we take them on some fairground rides, because that's the plan. We're going to find out who's got the strongest stomach. Is it still wrong to be feeling sick after going on that blast thing that I went on? Yeah, I'm just such a wuss. Right, let's play you some music from The Killers then. They're going to be doing the big gig for Radio 1 this evening. Many people very happy and excited on the way to that gig tonight. Otherwise, if you can't get here, if you haven't got tickets, you will be able to listen to it live on Radio 1 on a Sunday night. Big interview as well with Brandon from the band by Zane. But they first came onto our show in 2004, came into the Live Lounge, and I guess my lasting memory of that is that they were really, really shy and really, really quiet, apart from the drummer, who's Ronnie, who you will hear, and he's kind of quite a character. And he improvised when they were doing this Live Lounge session for us, because the place that they were doing it in, it's kind of like an office, basically. So there was a filing cabinet, and that's what he used as for his drums. So it's the filing cabinet that he's using for the drums. And they came in and they did Mr. Brightside. Now, when we did our end-of-year poll to find out the favourite, the ultimate Live Lounge of that year, this was the one that beat Will Young into second place. This was your favourite one of the year. So this is The Killers from the Live Lounge 2004, and this is Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I won it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab, while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. And they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest now. She takes off her dress, now let me go. I just can't look, it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I won it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab, while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. And they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest now. She takes off her dress, now let me go. Cause I just can't look, it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into the sea, swimming. 'cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
A very understated version of Mr. Brightside, but I think real testament to the strength of that song and how much people love it that that won the poll when we did like the Live Lounge of the Year. And just when we were doing the competition all this week, virtually every single person that I asked what their favourite Killers track was, it was always Mr. Brightside. They did that on the show in 2004. We're going to hook up with them again pretty soon. They're going to come along. The Pleasure Beach has now opened its doors, so people on their holidays at the moment now streaming into the park. We're again by the Valhalla waterside ride, and they've just turned the water on, so you might be able to hear the waterfall in the background as well as the horses on the carousel in front of us as well. We have loads more excellent music, including Jamie T, which is our pet sound. We've got Lily Allen for you and a bit of Jets, and we have Changing Tracks on the way. First of all, play your Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's the Chili Peppers on Radio 1 and Danny California. Before that, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and it was Deja Vu. It's Joe Wiley, Radio 1. We're coming live today from Blackpool. The plan is to get to know Blackpool and also the Killers a little bit better. The big gig is happening tonight, of course. You'll hear it on Radio 1 on Sunday evening. So the rides are now well in operation, full in operation, and the park's open. We're at the Pleasure Beach, and everyone, you can hear the screams in the background now, so I'm feeling a little bit better about being such a wuss on the ride that I went on, because everybody else is squealing just as much as I was as well. The Killers will be joining us in just a short time. A message of inspiration and hope from Frankie from Barrow Furnace in Cumbria. It was our changing track today. D-Ream and Things Can Only Get Better. Frankie, thank you very much indeed for getting in touch. If anyone else wants to do the same thing, do that by going to the Radio 1 homepage, go to my little site and click on the bit that says Changing Tracks. So it's bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I think we're going to head out of the balcony where we are at the moment, and we're going to go down and just have a walk around the Pleasure Beach at the moment. I just noticed that they're serving buckets of chips in the cafe just downstairs, so I might pick up a bucket of chips as we go down there. Literally, like a bucket, where you have bucket and spade, they just pile chips into it. So I could do with those, settle my stomach. Then the plan is, when the Killers turn up, we're going to go on a fairground ride with them, have a bit of a chat with them, and then we're going to go down the Golden Mile, get a horse and cart, and hopefully get on, just go down the Golden Mile. Might get to the Blackpool Tower, get to the very top. We're going to try and conquer all fears today. That's the plan. Super duper love from Joss Stone. It's Radio 1. We've got Jamie T, Pet Sound, on the way to play you in just a minute, but we've just checked, and the pictures are online now. If you want to have a look at what we got up to last night when we got to Blackpool, and we went along to Blackpool International Airport, which they refused to rename despite Scott Mills doing his utmost and getting this campaign going to try and get it named to the Joe Wiley International Airport. They wisely didn't go for that. What they did do, though, they set up for us to have a jet named after the show. So there is this plane, and we rocked up to the airport yesterday. We're given the VIP treatment. Honestly, they were amazing. Treated us very nicely indeed. We went through and we met all the people that work on the plane, met the plane itself. It was a beautiful evening. The moon was absolutely humongous, and we got to get a bottle of champagne, lean out of the 737, which is the plane that has my name blasted all alongside of it, and spray the champagne all over the place. So we did christen the nose of the plane last night. The pictures are now online. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, you can have a look. And a beautiful beast it is too, all silver and orange. It's lovely. Right now, we'll play this. This is our pet sound. Play this every single day this week. It's much enjoyment. We're going to go and see one of the being heckled now. We're going to go and have a go on some of the rides and some of the games and see if we can win a cuddly toy and maybe give away a ticket or two after you hear Jamie T. This is If You Got The Money. It's Jamie T. I can't believe the sight in front of me. I can see Dave from the Killers cuddling Winnie the Pooh, which he's just won on one of the stalls here. We're going to catch up. The Killers have just arrived, and we'll talk to them a little bit later on. But there's a lot of people turned up to the Pleasure Beach. A lot of people, obviously, Killers fans, and a lot of people probably should be somewhere else. Like this guy in front of me now, wearing his high visibility jacket. What's your name?
Mark.
You're live on Radio 1 now, Mark.
Wow.
What are you doing here?
Skiving off work. Coming
Why?
To see Joe Wiley show and the Killers, and hopefully get some tickets.
Hopefully get some tickets. If I had hundreds of tickets, I would love to give them to everybody I met today, but the gig sold out and there's just no tickets going around or anything like that. You literally just come to hang out and
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Right, you love the Killers, obviously.
Yeah, I love
favorite them. Track. What's your favorite Killers track?
Mr. Brightside.
Oh, there you go. You and everybody else. All right. So, Mark, what should you be doing?
I should be a plumber.
Right.
In Burnley.
And has your boss have got any idea?
No.
Well, and so, when he kill you, when he finds out?
No, he'll just dock me a day's wage.
A day's wage. All right. Okay. Be kind to him. Listen. How about if we have a go at this? Oh, look, Dave from the Killers is here playing as well. But do you want to play this? This is one of those, like a coconut shy. The three blocks, and they're stacked on top of each other. I'm going to try and throw and knock one of these down. If you can knock more than me down, you can come to the gig.
Oh, fuck.
No, watch what you're saying. Mind your language. Seriously, I've got two tickets. They're the last ever tickets we can give away.
Right.
If you can beat me, then I'll give you the tickets. If you don't beat me, then you can't. Right, okay.
Right.
Give us the ball. Hello, mate. You're right. Right, okay. I'm rubbish at throwing, so you're in with a good shout here. You're right, Dave. It's hard, is it? Okay, right, I'm going to see what I can do. There you go. It's hard. Go on, Mark. Give us. I just missed, by the way, for radio. I just missed completely. I missed the whole thing. Right, this is for Killers tickets, if you miss. Oh, I did it! You got one down. You got yourself tickets. Let's get these tickets out. Here you go, Mark. Open up that envelope now.
Oh, wow.
So it worked, you see. Skiving off, which is not a good thing to do, obviously. What does it say? Your hands are shaking.
Tickets to Killers, yeah, I know.
Those two tickets are yours. Wow. You're the last person to win tickets.
Thank you very much.
Who are you going to take with you?
Either my girlfriend or my brother.
Excellent. Have a good time then, Mark. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
All right, LDN, Lily Allen next. Oh, Dave just got two. Happiest man in the world. And his mate as well. They're now going to see the Killers, and that's it. There are no more tickets to the Killers gig tonight. They are all gone. We're going to be catching up with the Killers. I've just been presented with a humongous teddy bear, which Dave just won from the Killers for me, apparently, to take home. We're going to talk to them and find out how they're feeling about the gig tonight after the latest news headlines. Here's Jack Bain.
Ciao.
That is, the Killers are coming to town tonight and they're going to be playing a gig for Radio 1, and they've joined us now at the Pleasure Beach. So introductions, please. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Ronnie Vannucci. I play the drums.
Dave Kooning, the guitar.
Brandon Flowers, singer.
Mark Sturman, bass.
Welcome to Blackpool, then.
Thanks for having us.
Are you looking forward to this today?
Yeah.
Brandon?
It's beautiful. The sun is shining. We're on Pleasure Beach.
It's a real pleasure.
What do you make of it? I mean, you come from Vegas yourself, and you just arrived this morning on the tour bus, and you've driven here. So give us your impressions, please.
It's kind of like Disneyland. Well, where we are.
Yeah. Okay, that's people going up on the ride. I did that ride this morning. Are you impressed?
Oh, man. Definitely. That's not a morning ride. I'm really impressed, actually.
I'm telling you it's not a morning ride. What are you like when it comes to fairground rides, Ronnie?
I like to do it all.
Dave?
I like the roller coasters.
Brandon?
I'm a wuss.
You're a wuss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used that word a couple of times today.
I like slow rides with puppets.
Slow rides with puppets?
I just like to watch the
It's
puppets.
A small world. You like that one?
That kind of thing.
That haunting music.
If it gets any faster than that, I'm not into it.
So have you worked out the set list for tonight? Is it all planned? Do you know what you're doing tonight?
Yeah, we think so.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be probably half new songs, half old songs.
Excellent. Everyone's looking forward to it so much. There's such a buzz in Blackpool at the moment about the gig tonight. Are you up for just hanging out with us on the show this morning and going around Blackpool?
Not really.
Well, you're going to have to. If you check your contract, you got to. You see the ride that's just over there. I don't know how you are with flying. What are you like with flying, Brandon? This is Dave.
I'm okay with flying. I don't. There's a few on here I don't want to get on.
What are we doing?
Right, there's one over there. It says they're flying machines, okay? You get in the boats, basically. They're like little mini airplanes, rockets. And they just go round and round and round.
Yeah, does it spin, like, continuously?
It goes round and round and round, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Again, refer to your contract. We're going on that after
we've
played the next record.
You're getting on the damn ride, whether you like it or not, Dave.
I'll hold your hand, Dave.
I get dizzy on the ones that just spin constantly.
Tell us about the gloves, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, why are you wearing gloves?
My hands were cold this morning, and I'm quite comfortable with these gloves on.
70 degrees.
They're 70 degrees. And they're insulated gloves as well.
They're chilly, trust me.
I thought it was like an artistic thing, you know, a musician's thing. Right, we're going to go on the ride, whether you like it or not, and we're going to play, I think... Oh, we're going to play Bedouin Sound Clash. No, we're not going to play your record, Killers, when you were young.
Yeah.
That's The Killers and When You Were Young. Okay, so we've now gone to one of the fairground rides and I've taken the band with me. The look of amusement on the faces of the band members. How are you feeling about going on this ride? It's called The Flying Machine. Brandon?
I'm not happy about it.
Ronnie?
I'm happy because I get to see my other bandmates freak out.
Yeah.
It's
Dave, how are you feeling?
I'm sorry?
How are you feeling back there?
I'm just thinking about the last moments of my life. And it's going to be in this. There's no seatbelt. I'm probably going to fly out.
There are no seatbelts because it's not going to be a scary ride. There are 9 levels, apparently. 1 to 9, okay? I'll just to make you feel a bit better, this was built in 102 years ago. It's the oldest ride there is, 102 years ago.
Feel any better.
Yeah. That not helping?
No.
Right, we're going to go around. I think if I just give a signal, we'll start to go around. But at level 1, first of all, please. I've got my leather jacket on, Eli. Yeah, yeah. Right, I've got some questions. When you were young.
I kind of want to get out.
I need you to give me some answers, please. What was the first fairground ride you've ever been on? You've lived in Vegas. Ronnie.
Well, Vegas isn't a fairground.
Well, that's the first one you went on.
I got to get out.
The first one I've ever been on. I think it was at Disneyland.
Really high. Oh, my God.
All right, Disney. We're getting that.
Dave is freaking out. Can you hear Dave in the background?
Okay, what was the first album you bought, Brandon? First album you bought?
The Cars' first album.
Slow!
Dave, what was the first holiday you went on?
Dave, what, first ever? Holiday, your first vacation?
Yeah, when you were young, you see, what we've done
I
there.
I did go to Florida when I was like 4 for Disneyland and stuff, but I don't remember it.
Okay. You feeling sick?
I'm a bit worried.
Okay, we're going round and round in our flying machines.
Go higher?
It will go higher if we move up to a different level. Do you want to take it to 3?
Yeah. It doesn't need to go.
How's it
go? Don't encourage them.
Right, we'll take it to 3, please.
No.
3. Okay. Right.
3.
The machines will go out more as we go faster. When was the first time you left home, Brandon?
My mom and dad let me move out when I was 16. So I had to grow up fast.
Grew up hard.
Okay, first time you saw the sea, Ronnie?
California. San Francisco. No, yeah. Yeah.
Dave's first time was like last year.
Yeah. first time you got into trouble, Ronnie, and that seems appropriate to send it to you.
Man, kindergarten. I once went to school with underoos on, just my underwear, and it was a Superman get up and a cape. They sent me home.
Dave, how you feeling?
I'm all right.
Tell us about when you were young, when you went to your first prom, Dave.
My first prom and my second prom, I had no date. That was...
Oh! Did you want to go?
Yeah, I went and I went alone, all right? No one danced with me, didn't do shit.
Tires slashed.
I didn't go to prom either. I didn't go to any of those.
You didn't do any proms? Didn't have any of that?
Friend, yeah, in high school.
I went with my friend who I had a big crush on. She got prom queen. She's beautiful.
Oh, is she your wife now?
Maybe.
Okay, when did you have your first girlfriend, Brandon?
I was like 22.
Right, should we take it to 9 now? Are you ready to go faster? Okay, yeah?
We're not going to 9.
We are. No, I think we're going to go to 9. No, we're going to play a record and then we're going to go to 9. Okay, can you take it to 9, please? 9! And we're going to go to a record now. 6 times faster. Pleasure Beach with The Killers on The Flying Machines at the moment. I'm not entirely sure whether this is 9 or if it can go any faster, but I'm feeling quite sick, so we might have to get off this fairly soon. Dave would like it to be known he's very sorry about the bad language that he used, and so are we on the BBC. So sorry about any swearing and all that. Didn't mean to offend. We're going to go for a bit of a tour, I think. Go and find a horse and cart and just travel around. Go up the Blackpool Tower as well. The ride is thankfully coming to a close now. We're going to have entertainment news on the way after a bit of Lost Profits. Okay, boys, we can get off now. Thank God. And Tracy, it's Radio 1. Tracy, Stacey even, there you go. We're in a horse and cart. You might be able to hear the clip-clopping of our horse at the moment. We're heading towards the Blackpool Tower, and we've only got 2 killers in the carts because we couldn't fit any more in, to be honest with you. How does it compare? We're going down Golden Mile now. This is the promenade. How's this compared to Vegas, Brandon?
This is a little different.
It's
got its own charm, yeah. Though.
In what way is it different?
In almost every way. There's
we've got the sunshine.
The ocean out there, and it's
yeah, but there's a lot of amusement arcades and lights and illuminations.
I'll tell you one similarity. This is the only other place I've seen a McDonald's sign illuminated in another way. Just because of the area. Well, in Las Vegas we have McDonald's signs on the strip that are neon signs.
Yeah.
And they had a similar thing back here for their McDonald's.
We've just gone past Slots of Fun, which is one of the amusement arcades.
Slots of Fun, and I think there's a few strip clubs here and there.
There are definitely a few strip clubs.
That reminds me of Vegas.
And we're just going past the pier here with the big wheel going round as well. Check that out, see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Right, okay, we're going to head on down to Blackpool Tower. We'll play another track now. Here you go. That's the Kooks on Radio 1. We've got off our horse and cart. You'll notice it's a little bit calmer at the moment. And we're standing just at the bottom of the Blackpool Tower. How did you enjoy the ride, Dave and Brandon?
Very pleasant.
Okay. You got particularly excited when we went past the Doctor Who exhibition. Why?
We're big fans.
This was when you were over here working on the album. You got to watch it, the new series?
Yeah, the new series is great.
Ron has joined us as well. You came down by limo, didn't you? Because you couldn't fit in the cart.
By minivan.
We didn't want
That's
you in
how
there,
I roll.
Actually. Now, a lot of people come to Blackpool and they have their stag do's and hen weekends and goodness knows what. Does that happen in Vegas as well?
Yeah. Vegas is the place for that.
Yeah. Everybody goes there to kind of like let loose and forget about everything. Yeah. And not remember anything, hopefully.
What about yourselves when you had your own stag do's? Did you do that?
I didn't have a party.
No. Neither did I.
No?
No.
What did you do the night before?
No. It seems like if you live in Vegas, you really don't partake. You know? So it's boring, really.
What is it like growing up in Vegas? Because, you know, people come to these places and they have their holidays and they have celebrations and stuff. But actually growing up, give us a perspective of what that's like.
Brandon and I, both of our parents they both worked in the casinos. And so we were never really, because they worked down there, we didn't really take family trips down to the casinos very often, I don't think. We mostly did outdoor activities in the mountains. It's beautiful out there in the desert.
So basically getting out of the center of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were to take someone to Vegas, where would you take them to? Which casino is the best place to go to?
Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's, yeah.
It's a classic. It's my favorite.
Okay, Caesar's Palace, that'll do, that'll be fine. What about the best place to go for drink?
Dave knows the answer to that.
Dave's house.
Really putting me on the spot. Oh yeah, I'm afraid to pronounce it, but it's like Atelier.
Yeah, Atelier. I think that's it.
Okay, that'll Atelier. Do. What about somewhere that nobody will know, like a real secret special place in Vegas? Where would you recommend?
There's a place that I like to go to. It's kind of by my house. It's called Bob Taylor's Ranch House. It's where you can get steaks. It's got a good bar. And it's got a Western theme. It was one of the first ranch houses out in Vegas ever, and it's still there. It's cool.
What's it like growing up when people are getting married and they, you know, there's all the chapels and everyone gets excited and thinks, oh yeah, I can go get married by Elvis. Do you kind of go and watch that kind of stuff going on and they're quite scornful about it, or is it, do you get their friends to tell them when you're a young kid, when you're like 16, 17?
Ronnie worked at one of those places.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about it.
Oh yeah, I worked. I was a wedding photographer to get through school and did that for a couple of years, and we had the Elvis weddings. I didn't get any taste of that until I was actually working there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Brandon, you worked as a... Sorry?
I was asked to do Elvis.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I passed it up. I have extra 200 a week. I just couldn't do it. My vibrato's all bad.
You worked as a bellhop, isn't that right, Brandon?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It was a nice job. I mean, that was what I was doing when we got our record deal. And I don't know.
What about if you're trying to break into music then, if you're trying to get a band together? I mean, you don't get many bands playing there. You get your Celine Dion's and you have Elton playing out there.
We played bars. We just played as much as we could.
But what kind of an audience were you playing to?
We had all kinds of different audiences, from transvestites to
bikers.
Rockabilly bikers, across the board. Killers are for everybody.
Okay, we're going to take you up the tower now. The Killers are for everybody, remember? Right, we're going up the Blackpool Tower now. Here's a track. That was Gorillaz and it was Clint Eastwood. We're just making our way to the bottom of the tower. We've got Ronnie. Ronnie, still here? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave, yeah?
I'm okay.
Brandon?
Hey.
Yes.
Mark is conspicuous by his absence, but I'm sure he's going to follow us up. Anyway, we're going to head up the tower right now and we'll talk to you the other side of this. That was Muse, of course. Might be ever so slightly out of breath at this point in time because we are now at the top of the Blackpool Tower. Who wants to describe the sights, what you can see? Ronnie, go on. You're looking moodily into the distance.
Well, you can just see the coastline and how it curves. It's real great.
And Brandon, how are you feeling?
I'm tired, but it's a long way up here, but it's really pretty.
Yeah. You can see where we're playing tonight.
Yeah, tell us where you're playing.
I don't know. It says Winter Garden on the outside. Is that what it's called?
That'll be exactly what it's called. We haven't really talked about the music, which might be a good thing to do at this moment in time. Have you made the album that you wanted to make? Because this one, you know, there were no limits, were there? Money, no objects? You could kind of work with who you wanted to?
We did, but that's what we feel like we did. We were really happy about it. There were no rules, which is a good thing. We do what you want, and we did it. We had the time and, like you said, the resources to do that, and we feel really lucky. Yeah.
And how did you decide who you wanted to work with, and kind of what you were aiming for with the album?
We had this you know, list of you know, people we always kind of dreamed of working with, and Alan and Flood were always at the top of that list, and we just kind of, you know, we worked with Alan on the last record. He mixed most of the songs on Hot Fuss, and so we already had a relationship established, and when we met Flood, it was just hand in glove.
They've got an amazing legacy, the bands that they've worked with in the past. That must have been part of it.
Not so much for me. I mean, that's it was a part of it, but it was just just how they are, just how those guys are. It's just wonderful.
Just knew they were the right people.
Yeah.
Do you have people that you play the album to, or your records to, that kind of give a true test of whether it's any good or not? Like, I know, parents or best mates or wives?
I don't think we need anyone else's approval.
Oh, you know.
We like it.
There's gut instincts. Right, touring. Everyone wants to know when you're going to be touring around the UK. Do you know that?
I believe it's in November.
November, yeah.
In November, you're going to be doing dates in November.
In the cold November rain.
November.
You have to come back to Blackpool again. See what it's like when the sun's not shining. And have you confirmed yourselves as Glastonbury headliners yet for 2007?
Nobody's asked.
I don't believe you.
Nobody's asked.
Really?
Honestly.
Will you headline then if they ask you?
I think we would partake of that, yeah.
We'd consider it.
I think that would be a good thing to do. Right, we should make our way down the tower again, I think.
The short way or the fast, the easy way or the hard way?
You want
way.
A bungee jump up here?
Man, how rad would that be?
Okay, we're going to play The Killers, and this is all these things I've done. Have a great gig tonight. You're looking forward to it, I'm
yes.
sure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being with us.
Blackpool.
Top of the Blackpool Tower. This is our final goodbyes now. The gig takes place tonight. You'll be able to hear it live on radio, well, on Radio 1, 7 till 9 o'clock on Sunday night. Brandon and Ronnie, you've enjoyed your time here with Blackpool. It's a whistle-stop tour of Blackpool.
Yeah, definitely. This is the most fun we've had on radio.
That's very good. Brandon, do you know what, you know the set order, what you're wearing tonight?
I do. We got it all
Give us a clue.
Can't
keep, people are going to be listening to this. I want to know what you're looking like.
Josie Wales meets Han Solo.
It's a great image. Thank you very much for doing this for us today.
All right.
And we just got to get the hell off of this. I can't look down. Right. I'm sorry. I've just got to face the other way now. Don't forget, listen out to Radio 1 then. There'll be a full proper interview with the band with Zane 7 till 9 on Radio 1 Sunday night. I'll see you next week. We've got Ricky Gervais on Thursday on the show and a big Scissor Sisters announcement on Monday morning's breakfast show. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. It's time now for Newsbeats.